So my first question is really easy and basic, which is, what is the best practical advice you have to give to practitioners before your court? And Justice Marion.
Well, I have several tips and practical advice. So I'll just go through a few, and then Justice Jennings will jump in and help me out here. I think you need to make sure that whatever court of appeals you are filing your notice of appeal in, that you are familiar with their rules. And it's real easy. Every court of appeals across the state has internal, has local rules on their website. Many of us have internal operating procedures that we put on our websites, and many of the courts of appeals also have court preferences that they put on their website. And you need to go and look at those when you're going to practice before any particular court. For example, at the Fourth Court of Appeals where I serve, we have court preferences, one of which is don't put record sites or your case authorities in a footnote. Put them up in the body of your briefs. We adopted that rule several years ago because we started reading a lot more briefs on iPads, and we have to scroll up and down on the iPads in order to read the footnotes, so we ask that you put them in the body of the brief. If we see a brief that doesn't have that, we know instantly that whoever prepared that brief hasn't even looked online to see our preferences. We have some other preferences on there too, like, for example, in addition to the rules that require that you use aliases in parental termination cases or in juvenile cases, we like that to also be used in any sexual assault cases, any indecency with a child case, and that sort of thing.